Thank you for tuning in to Rochester Speaks. I'm Ray G, here with Jennifer Posey, owner of Hedonist Chocolate and Ice Cream, and Katie Sweeney, theater coordinator at MCC, and you also work at Lux Lounge in the South Wedge, correct?
That's correct.
Awesome. Well, ladies, today we are going to talk about the Wedge Waddle. I'm really excited to hear all about it, as I've never got to participate in this before. So let's start with some background info. You know, you guys both work in the South Wedge. Is this something you guys came up with?
Yeah, Kate and I came up with it together. One year I went to the Turkey Trot in Webster, and it was a giant event that took hours and hours and hours to get there and get transferred to somewhere and then actually do a run. And I thought, why don't we do this in the South Wedge? Why don't we do this at home and not have so much to do about it, but have the neighborhood come out, because the South Wedge is beautiful. We have a great river, a park to walk through. Why don't we just do it ourselves in our neighborhood? So Kate and I, after a few drinks, we decided this is a great idea.
Well, yes, definitely. We decided it would be nice to be able to just stay in our neighborhood, have a nice little walk, not have to worry about it. We are not runners, and so we were like, you know what? We just want to have a nice walk before we have a big meal. It'll be a nice way to start our day. Then we can all walk to our homes that are right in the same neighborhood and do this. And we were like, I bet you other people in the neighborhood would kind of like this.
Absolutely.
We planned the first event in 3 weeks. Like,
wow.
And we had 75 people show up for the first event. Our first start location was Star Alley, the little park next to Lux. And we just kind of like threw it together, and then the following year we decided to expand it a little bit and decided we wanted to do a little community outreach, because we do love our neighborhood, the South Wedge, so much, and work to try to, you know, like bring up the neighborhood and continue doing lots of other things. And so we reached out to St. Joseph's House. And, you know, we're like, do you guys need cans? Do you, you know, food? What? And they were like, no, but we could really use socks.
Yeah,
and
they said
so,
their number one thing was socks.
Yeah, because socks are the least donated and most needed item in homeless shelters.
Wow.
So we were like, absolutely. We're like, that sounds great. We can totally do that. And so then we started expanding and trying to get more businesses involved. And, you know, now I feel like almost everyone that has a business in the Wedge is helping us or involved in some way in the Wedge Waddle.
That's super cool. How long have you guys been doing the Wedge Waddle?
It'll be 8 years. We took the COVID year off, but this will be our eighth year.
Okay.
And it's a free event. We decided early on we didn't want people to have to pay for it. We wanted all people to be part of this, athletic or non-athletic, wealthy or poor. Like, just come on out. You know, come with your grandma in the wheelchair and or come run. So it's a mock 5K. It's not timed. And there's no fee. So everything's just laid out for fun.
Now, since 2020 was kind of a bust for everyone, did you guys see anyone still trying to participate in the Wedge Waddle?
Sure, we did.
Yeah, we walked ourselves just because it had been a tradition. And so we were like, well, we could still do it, you know, like, and as we were on the walk with our own families, we saw a lot of people who had regularly done it. They're like, well, we do this every year. So we just came out, even though we can still walk on the river.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great, because it's kind of like it's become its own thing at that point.
It is its own thing. And we did a sock drive last year, and we collected lots of socks for St. Joe's.
Oh, great, great. That's always good news. So how do people register for this event? It is a free event, but you do have to register for it.
Register at wedgewaddle.com, and it's a very easy registration process. And then when it comes the 3 days before Thanksgiving, we would like invite people to come pick up their packets at Hedonist Chocolates, and you get a bib. The first 300 people to pick up the packets will get a t-shirt and whatever other swag that we collect from businesses who are contributing. We do have businesses have different stops along the way. So you come to Abundance, where we start the event, and then follow the trail along. And we have Swipik, Seek, Swiftwater, South Wedge Mission, South Wedge Wine and Spirits, It's Time for Wine. Print Rock. We have different stops and different sponsors along the way. So it's not just a running type of thing. You can linger and stop and maybe taste some beer from Swiftwater or see what they want to tell you at Swipik. It's fun. So it's not just running and athletic, but it's a social time too.
Sure. It kind of seems like you know, you can take it like as a running challenge, or you could just kind of leisurely walk, support local business, you know, interact with people in the neighborhood. It just sounds like it's up to you.
You know, we want it to be a family friendly event. And so, you know, people bring their dogs, people bring their cats. That's happened before.
People wear costumes.
People wear costumes. And I mean, that was when we came up with this whole idea and we came up with the name of Wedge Waddle. We really thought that embodied our vision, because that's what we, you know, it's not a run, it's not a walk, you know, like do it at your own pace. If you want to run, have at it. But if you don't want to run, if you want to put your cat in a stroller and push it leisurely along the river while you have a beer, you can do that too.
I love it. That sounds like it would be a great picture in my mind. And this is happening on Thanksgiving Day.
Yes.
So, like, you know, most people waddle that day anyway, right, after eating so much. So this is a great way to kind of get your metabolism going.
Sure is. 10 a.m. And it takes about an hour. It's 3 miles, and so it's not a true 5K, but pretty close. And a lot of people do walk just from the neighborhood. And there's plenty of parking on the streets. P&J parking lot's right across the street from Abundance. And Abundance will be open that day. So people who are like, oh, I need something for Thanksgiving, there's a shopping opportunity there.
Oh, there you go. Yep. So like you said, you start at Abundance, you do about a 3 mile loop, end at Abundance.
Yes.
Is there anything going on after that?
Most people are ready to go to their Thanksgiving festivities.
I can see that.
Yeah, so we get a couple lingers hanging out, but most people are, you know, take off.
But okay. We do, you do receive a very, very cheap medal.
Yes, you do.
that to tell you that you participated in the waddle. But we try to pride ourselves on giving the same enthusiasm for the first person that comes over the finish line to the last person that comes over the finish line.
Absolutely.
And we stay till the very end. And you know, it doesn't matter. We're just as excited as that first person that ran an 8-minute mile.
Well, that's great. Yeah. I love to hear that. All right, let's talk more about the sock drive here. And you guys have done that every year since you've started this? Or
except for the first year.
Except for the first year. Okay, and it goes to?
St. Joe's House of Hospitality on South Avenue.
Okay, perfect. And
but they also share it with other, we've actually gotten so large that and donated so much that they share with other shelters as well.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. And then I know I read that there's going to be different donation bins set up around the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Where are those going to be set up at?
There's one at the Genesee Co-op Federal Credit Union. There's one at Hedonist. There'll be one at Lux Lounge.
There'll be one in Webster at Jerry Christopher State Farm. And I think
there's one at Abundance as
yeah,
well.
Probably some other. Oh, yeah, Abundance is a big one.
So some people, if you see either, we get a little bit of both. Either you don't feel like bringing your socks that day because you're very committed to the Wedge Waddle and you want to drop them off early. Or if you know that you can't do, say you're going out of town with your family but still want to donate some socks, you know, you can stop by any one of those locations and throw some socks in the bin for us. We are looking for, you know, new socks.
Fresh, clean never before worn socks.
Yes, and various sizes and everything else. We try to not do too many of children's socks because they have to distribute those differently.
Oh.
So normally just adult socks are perfect and any size, shape, color.
Sure. Cool. Yeah, it was really fun the last Wedge Waddle to see St. Joe's Hospitality staff come to pick up the socks, and they had a car that was filled to the very top, and people kept shoving more socks in there, and then they had to drive it back to their location on South Avenue.
Take them.
Well, the first couple of years that we did the sock drive, we actually, the path of the waddle prior to it changing, went right past it, and we would take the socks down, but then that became too daunting. We didn't have enough wagons to carry all the socks down there drop them off the day of.
That's great. I mean, that sounds like the South Wedge is just a community that rallies behind its neighborhood.
It really is. And we all of our funds come from businesses that have donated. Highland Hospital has donated $1,000 to the event. It really helps us raise money for the T-shirts, which is we give 300 of them away, which is probably our biggest expense, and then in marketing. But a lot of people have contributed. I think we have about 25 different businesses that have contributed a little bit, if not in kind, then some kind of a small donation, and like as small as $50 to as large as $1,000. So we've really got our neighborhood supporting us to do this. So we try to do our best and help, you know, to brand our neighborhood and make it a fun, cool place and a healthy place too.
Definitely. How do you guys see this event growing over the next couple of years?
Well, it has grown since the first year. Like Kate was saying, we started with 75 people. It doubled. And then the third year, our space at Star Alley was too small. People were flooded in the streets. And so we know we needed a bigger parking lot. Fortunately, Abundance came and it was perfect for that. And right now we're somewhere between 600 and 800 participants.
Oh,
not everybody always registers. We find we get a lot of latecomers that are just like, okay, I'll do it. I decided that morning. And and that's fine. Come join us.
Yeah.
So it has potential. I mean, you look at the Webster Turkey Trot and how enormous it is, and it's a great event. Could be. It depends on how many people want to come out and participate.
That's beautiful. Do you ladies have anything else you'd like to add about the South Wedge, the Wedge Waddle, anything that we haven't touched on?
Come out and waddle with us, 10 a.m. Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah, it's fun. Come do it. Come join us.
I think I have some family coming into town because I moved up here. So hopefully we and then my dog Luna that you guys met while you were here, we can all come join you and waddle.
All right, yep. Reggie, come on down. Let's do it.
I would love to. Well, that's Jennifer Posey from Hedonist Chocolate and Ice
Thanks
Cream.
Thanks for having me.
And that is Kate Sweeney, theater coordinator at MCC and also who works at Lux Lounge. Thank you, ladies, so much.